I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Monday, March 2nd. We're breaking down a few new developments about the new coronavirus, both in the U.S. and around the world, and what to know ahead of Super Tuesday tomorrow. Plus 5G, 3D photos, Trader Joe's, and Dr. Seuss. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. We start today with a few new updates about the coronavirus, COVID-19. So first, health officials say two people in the U.S. have now died from the virus, a man in his 70s and another man in his 50s. The AP reports both were being treated at a hospital in Kirkland, Washington, just east of Seattle, and both had underlying health conditions. The state of Washington now has 12 confirmed cases. But some researchers now say it's likely the virus has already been circulating in that state for weeks undetected. And if that's true, it could mean hundreds of undiagnosed cases. They either weren't tested or they didn't go into a doctor's office at all, since many cases may be mild, like a bad cold, especially in young, healthy people. Meanwhile, authorities also announced new cases in California, Florida, Illinois, Rhode Island, and New York. U.S. officials say they're sending thousands of additional testing kits out now and giving more labs and hospitals the go-ahead to start testing. The U.S. government is also adding to the Do Not Travel list beyond parts of Asia, telling Americans not to go to northern Italy, the center of the outbreak in Europe, where authorities said the number of known cases went up 50% in 24 hours. USA Today says Delta and American Airlines have both suspended flights to Milan, Italy. And the number of cases in France jumped too. In fact, the famous Louvre Museum, the world's most popular museum and home of the Mona Lisa, has now been closed. Workers there are worried about being exposed to the virus, considering how many international tourists go in and out every day. And major companies continue to cancel conferences and travel plans, even within the U.S., which, of course, will have an impact on hotels, airlines, and the economy in general. So expect another tough week on Wall Street. As a reminder, experts say the best defense is washing your hands with soap and water for about 20 seconds and trying to avoid touching your nose, mouth, and eyes. Health officials say you do not need to wear a mask unless you're already showing symptoms. In fact, the LA Times reports too many people trying to buy masks could actually limit their availability for doctors and nurses who need them most. By the way, the World Health Organization just joined the social media app TikTok in an effort to slow misinformation online about the virus and set the record straight about recommended precautions. Of course, you can always check the CDC's website for more recommendations, and we'll keep you posted with new developments. Well, the U.S. signed a historic peace agreement with the Taliban, and this is a big deal. It's been a year in the making, and it's the first step toward possibly ending the war in Afghanistan, which has been going on for nearly 19 years and is America's longest-running conflict. The deal was signed Saturday, and here's what's in it. CBS News reports the U.S. has agreed to withdraw all of its 12,000 troops from Afghanistan over the next 14 months. But that's only if the Taliban does a couple of things, too. One, cuts ties with terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Keep in mind, the Taliban is a militant group that once provided safe haven to Al-Qaeda's former leader Osama bin Laden. And the U.S. has considered the Taliban itself a terrorist group. So while many are cautiously optimistic about this deal, others question if the Taliban can be trusted to hold up its side of the bargain, especially once all U.S. troops leave Afghanistan. The Military Times says even veterans of America's longest war are torn about the potential pros and cons here. Also in the agreement, the Taliban and the Afghan government must negotiate starting as soon as next week, and a prisoner exchange has to happen before then. And that's where things get tricky. The AP reports Afghanistan's president came out last night to say that's not going to happen, that a prisoner release can be part of negotiations, but can't happen before they even begin. For now, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is a bit hesitant to call this a victory, saying he's hopeful, but admits it'll be a bumpy road. So TBD if this peace deal actually sticks. Stay tuned. Former Vice President Joe Biden won big in the South Carolina primary over the weekend with 49% of the vote, giving his campaign some much-needed momentum ahead of Super Tuesday tomorrow. And Biden was quick to go after the frontrunner in other states so far, Senator Bernie Sanders, saying Sanders cannot beat President Trump. Politico reports former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg echoed those concerns even on his way out. Yes, Buttigieg dropped out of the presidential race yesterday after coming in fourth in South Carolina. Though his run was historic, he was the first openly gay presidential candidate to play a major role in the race for a major political party. Also, billionaire activist Tom Steyer left the race as well. He came in third in South Carolina despite spending big there. Now it's all eyes on Super Tuesday tomorrow when voters in 14 states will head to the polls. Former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg will appear on the ballots for the very first time. More on Super Tuesday tomorrow. All right, we have much more news ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor today, Zola. I've had a couple of friends get engaged in the last month or so. In fact, we're in the middle of the official engagement season right now, and I remember the excitement of getting engaged myself a few years ago. But the excitement can often turn to stress with so much decision-making ahead of you. Zola makes wedding planning so much easier with wedding websites, a registry, invites, and a guest list manager all in one place. And that convenience is key when you have so much to do. Zola's free wedding website designs can be created in minutes with cool features like an online RSVP page, and guests can shop Zola's highest-rated registry right from your Zola website. Plus, Zola has beautiful, affordable invites, and they'll help you track online RSVPs with a free guest list manager. Zola has helped a million couples get married so far, and they will help you too. Or tell your friends or family members who have just gotten engaged. Go to zola.com/newsworthy and use the promo code SAVE50 to get 50% off the Save the Dates. You can also get a free personalized paper sample before you purchase. That's 50% off the Save the Dates at zola.com/newsworthy with the promo code SAVE50. Now back to the news. Walmart and Verizon are apparently in talks to partner up. The Wall Street Journal cites sources saying Walmart hopes to equip its stores with Verizon's 5G service. 5G is the super-fast next-generation network, and it could potentially help Walmart launch new digital health services, including video chats with doctors in other locations. At this point, it's not a done deal yet, but it's one of many steps Walmart is taking to expand its medical options as a way to draw customers in. And remember, for now, 5G networks are only available in specific locations using specific devices, although most carriers are working to expand it. Facebook is rolling out its 3D photo feature to more people. The Verge reports anyone who has an iPhone 7 or newer or mid-range Android can post 3D images to their Facebook timeline. Until now, you had to have dual cameras, since Facebook needed to compile the images from the different cameras to get that 3D effect. But now it says it can use artificial intelligence to get the same look. In other words, you can take a normal 2D picture, and then Facebook's feature will let people look at it from different angles, as if it were 3D, when they tilt the phone or scroll. The new feature should be available now. He's the Joe of Trader Joe's. He opened the store 5 decades ago, and he's now being remembered as a brilliant person with a mesmerizing personality. The founder of Trader Joe's, Joe Colombe, just passed away at the age of 89. NPR reports Colombe started the grocery store for a new generation of young grocery shoppers in the 60s who wanted healthy food but at a more reasonable price. And he made it fun, with captains and mates instead of managers and clerks. Of course, it went on to become the retail giant we know today. He retired more than 3 decades ago, but his name lives on with more than 500 Trader Joe's in more than 40 states. It's National Read Across America Day today, also known as Dr. Seuss Day. That's because the National Reading Initiative takes place on Dr. Seuss's birthday. He would have turned 116 years old. Well, from books to movies, the horror film The Invisible Man topped the box office over the weekend. The Hollywood Reporter says it brought in $29 million in North America, and that's pretty good for a horror movie. The last time the genre did that well was in September when It Chapter 2 came out. Variety reports Sonic the Hedgehog slid down to second after 2 weeks on top, and The Call of the Wild came in third. All right, that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story you should know. But first, a quick thanks to our partner, Empower. We're all busy between career, family, and finances, so Empower gives you back your time by making money management easier. The Empower app has budgeting tools and real-time alerts to make sure you spend and save smarter. You can even text with Empower's human coaches. You can learn more at Empower, E-M-P-O-W-E-R, empower.me/newsworthy. All right, so with Tax Day coming up in April, Empower helped provide a basic overview of things to keep in mind when it comes to cryptocurrencies or virtual currencies and taxes. If you've ever traded or exchanged cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or bought something with it, you have to mention that on your taxes. Crypto is being treated as property, like stocks or real estate. So it's subject to capital gains tax. That means, for example, if you buy one Bitcoin at 10 grand and sell it for 12 grand, you'll be taxed on the difference, so the $2,000 you made. Or if you've taken a loss, that can lower your tax bill. So you'll need to know when you bought the crypto, how much you paid for it, when you sold it, and what you received for it. That said, just holding on to cryptocurrency with no transactions is not a taxable event. Of course, you'd want to talk with a tax advisor for any additional information. And thanks again to our sponsor today. Go to empower.me/newsworthy to learn more. All right, thank you so much for listening today. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned. Just look in today's episode description in your podcast app or find the links on thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.